Okay, let's all stand, turn to page number 261. In fact, you don't need to turn to page 261 because you know this song, so let's all stand. We're going to sing, He's Able. He's Able. I know my Lord is able to carry me through. Sing it out. Looking for somebody to be the first person to reach into the spirit bucket. Looking for somebody who's going to be the first person to reach inside the spirit bucket. Now, here's what I'm looking for. Participation. Following the leader is always a good thing too, alright? But if you want to win the spirit bucket, you cannot do this. I know this is going to hurt your feelings, but you can't do this and win the spirit bucket.
He's able. He's able.
All right. Got to be a little bit of a smile on your face. Let's go ahead and sing He's Able. One time through. Sing it out. Somebody was trying to win the spirit bucket. I have all sorts of stuff in here. And I noticed everybody singing. I noticed everybody looking up here. I noticed two people not doing the hand motions. We're going to have to teach them the hand motions. But I wouldn't embarrass them by having them come up here. But I might. All right. So they got a chance to learn them. Obviously, they don't know them because they're in 10th grade, and you don't know them real well yet, but we'll find out. Or was it 11th grade, too? Yes, it was. So we'll find out who it is now, and we won't embarrass them. I want you to learn the whole song, not just the words, not just the music, but all the hand motions, whatever goes with it. Okay, let's try it again. Here we go. This is Spirit Bucket time, right after this verse. Here we go.
He's able, I know my Lord is able to carry me through. He's able, I know he's able, I know my Lord is able to carry me through. He healed the broken hearted, and he set the captive free. He made the lame to walk again, and he caused the blind to see. I know my Lord is able to carry me through.
All right, we're going to have a prayer time. After the prayer time, I'm going to pick one person from elementary, one person from... I was not watching Brother Walker. I probably should have, but one elementary, one junior high or high schooler to start out. We have other stuff and other things you can win today, too, I'm sure, with Brother Walker here. So let's go ahead and pray. Dear Lord Jesus, I pray that you bless this chapel service. Thank you, Lord, for Faith Baptist. Thank you for Brother Walker coming here and spending some time to help us get some things from your word and have some fun here at school. Bless this service. Be with us in Christ's name. Amen. All right, you can be seated. Before Brother Walker comes up, let me choose somebody to come up. Now, let me tell you what's in the spirit bucket. In the spirit bucket, we have always, each semester, we only put one in per semester, a day off school. Now, last year it was just plain a day off school. Of course, it has to be approved by Brother Don. But this year I added a nice sweet surprise to it. It's called a day off school with Brother Don. Yeah, right. Okay. Okay, they also go. No, and there also, we still have a Ten Commandments poster. Still in there. I still have a flag tie in the spirit box. Still have it. Also, I have a 2005-2006 student planner in the spirit box. All right, we've got some good stuff in there. You can get free food in the lunchroom. You can get an extra day to study for a quiz, extra day to study for a test. All that here in the spirit bucket, as well as other fabulous prizes. All right, it's time to pick an elementary student. The elementary student I'm picking today is Megan Liga. Come on up. All right, let's see what she gets. All new brilliant colors as well. She reaches into the bucket. And we find what she's going to win. Close it up so nothing gets out. There we go. And Megan wins. Next teen activity paid. I'm going to let her pull a different one out because that's going to be a while. All right. Pull out another one quickly there. And she's digging deep. Thought she had two there. All right, here we go. This one says, free pizza in the lunchroom. Give her a big hand. All right, next, up for the spirit. I'm putting that back in. Up for the spirit bucket, Robert Horman. Come on up. All right. I picked him because he was not sleeping during the song. It helps. I have a dream. Remember Brother Ben's message. All right. He was not trying to dream. Here we go. Robert has a free candy bar in the lunchroom. Give him a hand. All right. Good. All right. It's time for Brother Walker to come up and explain the meeting.
Here we go. Well, it's good to be here at Faith Baptist Academy here in Verbenay, Illinois. We're glad to be here. Are you excited about being in chapel today? Isn't it wonderful? First chapel service of the year. Is that right, Brother Don? First chapel service. Okay, that is exciting. Wow. And I saw the spirit book there. If you need some items, I do have an old pair of socks that I would give you that you could put in there because somebody, I'm sure, would love to have those someday, you know, as just a memorabilia. Okay. So anyway, but that's neat. Okay, I like that. That day off school. If I were school principal, I would probably have 4 or 5 days off school in there, you know. I would probably have free hunting trips and, let's see here, what else would we do? Probably, you know, free pizza the rest of the year, things like that. But that's probably why I'm not school principal, okay? That's for sure. All right. Well, we've got a lot of exciting things planned. Brother Don and I have stayed up to the wee hours of the night. Probably 8 or 9 o'clock last night, we stayed up really late, past our bedtime, trying to just come up with some exciting things for you. Okay, so these next 3 days, we're going to have a great time together. Got a lot of things planned, and so we're going to have our back-to-school roundup revival, and we cannot have a back-to-school roundup revival unless we divide into teams for our competition. Okay, and so we've divided you very selectively. I imagine we probably stayed up all night last night praying over this, okay, who we were going to put on which team. So we're going to have two teams here amongst the junior high, high school, 7th grade on up, and we're going to tell you who your teams are. You'll be on this team for the duration, all the way till the Lord comes back, okay? No, you'll be over the next 3 days, you're going to be on this team. We're going to have got two colors here, red and blue. This is your team identification. It exemplifies spirit, and it's also a good snot rag in emergency situations, okay? We got them right here for our teams, and we're going to have a competition all the week long, and you're going to get points for spirit, points for competitions, games, crazy times, Bible memory work, all kinds of things like that, okay? And the winning team, Friday at noon, whoever has the most points that they have accrued because they've got good spirit, because they've memorized some Bible verses, because they have played hard, okay? And won points for their team. Well, they are going to get, the winning team, and the winning team only, is going to get, number one, they're going to get a pizza party with the preacher. So the preacher takes them off, going to go have pizza. You're also going to get to take a, if you do bad on a quiz, you're going to get to retake a quiz of your choice during this semester. And you're also going to not only get to retake a quiz, not only a pizza party, but you get a day off school, alright? So, the winning team. Now, let me tell you who your team is. What we're going to do on this side of the auditorium are going to be the Red Ropers. On this side are going to be the Blue Bronc Busters. And so I'm going to call out the Blue Bronc Busters. If I call out your name, okay, you will come and meet Brother Don down front. He'll have these blue team identification rag bandanas there for you. You get one from him and fill in the rows behind our elementary students there, okay? There you go. Would you like to model that for? Okay. And here we go. All right, ready. First one on the agenda for the Blue Bronc Rusters. We have Paul, Stephen, Gage, Kyle, Chris, Matt, P., Caleb, I believe it's Diane, is that right? Yeah, Diane, is there a Diane here? Brianna, Jesse, and Jamie. Alright. Now, y'all fill in up close to the elementary there, fill those up in. Now, the rest of you will are going to be, you'll come up and get your red bandanas here. Robert, Ted, Luke, Travis, Matthew, is it W? Alan, Anthony, Caitlin, Leah, Rosie, Rebecca. Is there anybody we forgot? We forgot some. Let's see here. Brother Don, who you got? We got a couple? All right. And are the Aswardis going to be here this week? Are you? Oh, good. We got to put them on teams, Brother Don. So what teams can they be on? You got to split the family up. Okay. So April, okay, and Alan. Let me get their names down. Alrighty. April and Alan. Okay. There you go. Alright. Good. We got everybody? Everybody got their bandanas? Now, Brother Don, do you have any guidelines on how they wear these? In what manner or fashion? Are they going to wear it? Oh, don't they look sweet, you know? Yeah. Okay. You need to have them on for team identification and spirit. So whenever we have a game, or I might just pop into a classroom and we might do some spontaneous spirit points. And so if you've got it to where it can be seen, it is visible. Okay, it's got to be seen. That'll give you bonus points for your team. All right. That way you'll know that, okay? And this, every day, we'll be having chapel from 11 to 12, and then in the afternoons, for the last hour and a half of the day, we'll have some game time, activity time, and that'll be another opportunity for you to get some points for your team, that's for sure. Okay, that's good. Well, now that we've got all that done and down, I'm going to need to find out here. Okay, our Red Ropers. Okay, all of our Red Ropers. Might be good for you. You know, you might even want to come up with something, but the Red Ropers here. Okay, let's find out if you got some good spirit. All right, so Red Ropers, let me hear from the Red Ropers. You're going to win! Okay, they're pretty good. They got a little bit of spirit. How about the Blue Bronc Busters? Okay, that's good. They got some spirit. Now, the elementary that's sitting in here today on your side, they're going to help you. They're going to be part of your team here today to help you out. Just a moment, we're going to have a crazy time, and we're going to need some volunteers that we're going to be looking for to help us out here in just a moment. We'll be picking four from each side. We'll pick out, let's see here, let me look here who we're going to pick out today. How about we're going to pick out some boys today. We'll pick out some boys today for our crazy time. All righty. So here we go. We're going to try. First, we're going to start off here, get you loosened up a little bit. And I tell you what, let me look here. All righty. So the elementary, is this thing on? Testing 1, 2. Is it? I got to turn it on the bottom. Testing 1, 2. There we go. Okay, good, good, good. So elementary down front, today in chapel, you're going to be part of the Blue Bronc Busters. Okay, right over here, the Blue Bronc Busters. And elementary over here, kindergarten, first grade, and whoever else is amongst this group, you all are going to be part of the Red Ropers today. Okay, that's going to be your team. So I need you to, we're going to sing a song. Going to have a little contest song. We'll start off giving them some points right now today. So, Brother Don, if you could come up here, he's going to help judge for some points. Okay, there we go. Now, we're going to sing Give Me Oil in My Lamp. We're going to watch you for some motions. You're going to have certain parts that you're going to have to do things. And so we'll sing it through one time, kind of get things loosened up. All right, and let's try it. Here we go. Give me oil in my lamp. Keep me burning, burning, burning. Give me oil in my lamp, I pray. Hallelujah. Now on that hallelujah. Here we go. On hallelujah, you got to come up out of your seat, both hands in the air, waving them. Hallelujah. Let's try it. 1, 2, 3. Hallelujah. And then you sit back down. Now, Brother Don's going to be watching for participation. He's going to be watching for perspiration, inspiration, cooperation. Okay? He's watching. Best side. Okay? We're going to start off. We're going to give them a lot of points. We'll start off, we'll give them 1,000 points. Usually spirit points don't exceed 500. We'll give 1,000 spirit points here on this first round, okay? So, here we go, on that hallelujah, and then you sit back down. Then we get to the chorus, we might have to do something different, okay? So here we go, let's try it again. Give me oil in my lamp, keep me burning, burning, burning. Give me oil in my lamp, I pray, hallelujah. Give me oil in my lamp, keep me burning, burning, burning. Keep me burning till the break of day. Now this side is going to be sing. So you got to come up out of your seats and say your part, sing, and then you sit down. And then this side, you stand up and you say, Hosanna, back to them, okay? Talk back to them, okay? Are you ready? So let's try it. Ready? Sing, Hosanna, sing, Hosanna, sing, Hosanna to the King of Kings. Why don't you sing, Hosanna, sing, Hosanna, sing Hosanna to the King of Kings. Now you got to add that to the King of Kings. You got a little bit extra part, but because you are of our team of such high intelligence, you can handle it. Okay, so that's what they got to do. Are you ready? Here we go. Let's try it now. Give me oil in my lamp. Keep me burning, burning, burning. Give me oil in my lamp, I pray. Hallelujah. Give me oil in my lamp. Keep me burning, burning, burning. Keep me burning till the break of day. Ready? Sing Hosanna. Sing Hosanna. Sing Hosanna to the King of Kings. Why don't you sing Hosanna? Sing Hosanna. Sing Hosanna to the King of Kings. Now, I got to remember that. Both parts. They slipped a little bit onto the King of Kings. Okay, who's doing better so far? Ooh, Red. Okay. Red's ahead. Here we go. Let's try it again one more time. Give me oil in my lamp. Keep me burning, burning, burning. Give me oil in my lamp, I pray. Hallelujah. Give me oil in my lamp. Keep me burning, burning, burning. Keep me burning till the break of day. Ready now. Sing Hosanna. Sing Hosanna. Sing Hosanna to the King of Kings. Why don't you? Hosanna. Hosanna. Sing Hosanna to the King of Kings. All right. Who did the best, Brother Don?
Red.
The Red Team! All right. That's good. Red team, 1,000 points starting off. You're in the lead. Red team's in the lead with 1,000 points. Now, we are going to need, let's see, 4 from the blue. And let's choose, put a ton, maybe we can choose. We can incorporate elementary. Are they sitting by rows? Like, is each row a different grade? Kind of, sort of. Kind of, sort of. Okay. Pick me out 2 from elementary and 2 from your junior high, high school. Okay. And they can come forward and stand up here. And then we're going to need 4 from this side. Okay. From red team. Oh, wait a minute. I forgot to tell you, I need all boys. Sorry. Sorry, girls. Apologize for that. We need all boys in this one because of the nature of the activity. Okay? And 4 from each side. 4 from each side. Okay. Now, we are going to play a game of rattlesnake. Rattlesnake. And this side over here, the blue team, are going to be the snakes. Okay? And each snake is going to have their rattler. Okay? So let's pass them out there, Brother Don. Each snake gets a rattler. And you all on this side are going to be the hunters. You get the squash, you get the smash, you get to stomp their heads in the ground. That's how you kill snakes, okay? But today, we're not really going to stomp on them, but they're going to be blindfolded. So, fellas, you got to put your identifications and put them over your eyes to blindfold yourself, okay? So, yes, if we could have maybe a couple teachers come up here and help us blindfold these fellas, and they can double those things over, blindfold them so they cannot see, because it is very important that they do not see, all right? So you might have to do it at an angle, if you run that as an angle, like this. There you go. Wrap it up a couple times. Make sure they cannot see. All right. Can you see? Good. That's the idea. We don't want them to see. All right. Okay, good. Yes. It's very important they cannot see, because if you can see, we will be able to tell. In fact, it would be good to leave a little bit flopped down in front of their face, because sometimes they'll look along their nose where this boy, he's got some boogers coming out right there. And, yeah, there you go. There you go. Oops. Now we got to tighten this one up. Oh, beautiful. Okay, there we go. I want them to be where they cannot see, because you will be able to tell if you can see. All right. Now, hunters, let's see here. Brother Don, let's put them right in front of the front center here if we scooch the hunters over. Now, snakes, this is what you're going to do. In just a moment, I'm going to dismiss you. I'm going to turn you loose, and you can go here in the auditorium. You got to stay on the main floor. Inside the auditorium, you cannot go up around the piano on the platform, okay, around the orchestra up here. You can't. You got to stay off the platform, but anywhere else in the auditorium, inside, okay, you cannot go in the balcony. You cannot go in the steps of the balcony, but you're going to go hide. Now, you don't have to find your spot and stay there. You can be on the move, okay? You can move, but I'll give you a moment to find you a place. To get amongst, okay, the pews and things. In just a moment, okay, I'll turn you loose. Now, wait up, fellas, before you go. This is what's going to happen. After you go out and you get you a place to hide, the audience is going to be quiet. And every few seconds, I'll say, rattle. When I say rattle, you got to hold your can up and you got to shake it. And you got to rattle it, okay? And then you stop shaking it. You don't want to shake it the entire time. You just want to shake it just for a few seconds and then stop. Now, whenever I turn the hunters loose, they are going to have, about 2.5 minutes to find you. if they find you, okay, if they find more than two of you, they win. But if three or more of you can keep from getting caught, then you win. Okay? So the object is to not to keep them from finding you. Okay? And all it amounts to them finding you is if they just tag you. If a hunter tags a snake, if he touches them, they're dead. Alrighty? And when you're dead, you stop playing. Snake, you take your bandana off and just come down to the front altar and just sit down here on the front when you're dead. Okay? You cannot coach. You cannot tell them what to do. You got to be quiet so they can hear the snakes rattle. Okay, snakes, go hide. Find yourself a place to go. And you got to don't run into the girls in the front row. Hold on to your rattle. Okay, and you can go anywhere in the auditorium. Anywhere in the auditorium. I'm going to give you a moment to find you a place. Let's see here. We need to help one of these. Here, come here, buddy. Come here, snake. Come with me. I'll help you out. We've got quite a few in one particular spot. We need to spread them out a little bit. There we go. There we go. Okay. There we go. Here we go. Scooch a little bit more. Okay, I've got one of them hid pretty good there. The other fellow's going to have to fend for themselves. All right, here we go. Are you ready? Let's wait for my... Okay, you cannot look. Okay, audience, you need to stay in your pews. Audience, and you need to be quiet so they can hear the rattles rattle. Okay, let's practice a rattle. Rattle. Okay, there we go. Try it again. Rattle. Okay, good. And Brother Don will be helping me out there amongst the snakes. If they get touched by a hunter, they're dead. Okay? All they got to do is touch them. Here we go. On your marks. Go! Here we go. Just be careful. Rattle. Rattle. That boy can see right there. If I need a teacher to fix his bandana because he can see, you can tell. Rattle. Just untie it and double it over. Rattle. They got to make sure they rattle. Is he rattling, Brother Don? Rattle. 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 It's getting close. Rattle. Rattle. Did he touch him? Did he step on him? Did he get him? Okay. We got one down there for sure. Rattle. Okay. If you're dead, come up here to the front. Oh, did they get you? Oh, my goodness. Wow. We got 20 seconds left and one snake. Is that right? Rattle. Is there any snakes left? Where's the other snake at? Rattle. They got him? So, okay, that's all four of them then. Okay, where's my snake? Okay, time up. The red team found all the snakes with 20 seconds to spare. All right, so that's good job, Red Ropers. You won the competition. Let's hear it for the Red Ropers. All right, Red Ropers, here you go. Each of you get a package of M&Ms there. 1, 2, 3, and 4. Let's give the Red Ropers a big hand. Good job. All right. Well, now tomorrow we'll switch it around and we'll let the Blue Bronc Busters be the hunters and we'll see how they do. Okay, that was a good job there. Wow, that was a good job. All right. Now, let's see here. Oh, my goodness, we're running out of time. I'm going to skip a couple things and we're going to jump into the message here. Take your Bibles, turn to Daniel chapter 6. We got to get some preaching in here this morning. Well, the Red Ropers have won two things. But don't worry, we got plenty of games, plenty of opportunity for you to get points for your team. And we got a memory verse today. And Daniel chapter 6 and verse number 3 is a memory verse for you to memorize. If you memorize that verse, every person that says that verse, you get 1,000 points for your team. So, that's a lot of points that'll help your team out. And if the whole team says it, that's going to be a bonus 10,000 points for your team. So that'll add up quick. If everybody on your team says the verse, you get a bonus 10,000 points. Daniel chapter 6 and verse number 3 is going to be our verse. Daniel chapter 6 and verse number 3 is where we're going to start at. And whenever you find your places, look intelligently at wherever you are and let's stand together. We'll read this verse. Daniel chapter 6. And we'll actually begin reading verse number 1 here. The Bible says, it pleased Darius to set over the kingdom 120 princes, which should be over the whole kingdom. And over these three presidents, of whom Daniel was first, that the princes might give accounts unto them, and the king should have no damage. Then this Daniel was preferred above the presidents and princes, because an excellent spirit was in him. And the king thought to set him over the whole realm. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your word. Thank you for this school and for the student body. And I pray that you'd help us today, Lord, in the next 3 days as we have some fun, we play some games, have some competition. But then, Lord, of course, most important is the preaching and, Lord, spiritual decisions that we make so that we could be better for you. And I pray, dear God, you'd bless this time. Holy Spirit, as I yield myself to you, use me now to help make a difference in the lives of these young people. We'll praise you and thank you for it. Amen. Y'all can be seated. Daniel chapter 6 there, verse number 3. That'll be your memory verse. That verse there says he was preferred above the presidents and princes. Why was he preferred? The Bible says because an excellent spirit was in him. This excellent spirit that we're talking about, what is an excellent spirit? Well, that is the thinking, motivating, feeling part of man. Your spirit. Okay? The thinking, the feeling, the motivating part of man. It's your temper, your disposition of mind, if you would. That's what spirit, man's spirit. It's a small s. It's not a capital S. You find a capital S in the scriptures. It's speaking of God's, the spirit of God. Small s is man's spirit. So your temper, your disposition. What you would call it is, we call it an attitude. Many people refer to this as the person's attitude that they have in life. And Daniel was preferred above everybody else. He was a MVP. I've got a most valuable player award here. And boy, what an honor that is to be given the MVP award for a team. I don't know if anyone here has ever gotten an MVP award. Has anyone here ever maybe been on a ball team or been on a team that you got an MVP, you know, maybe for some of you boys, maybe for, you know, croquet or sewing or something. No, I'm kidding. Okay, maybe football, different things. In the light blue shirt, you've been an MVP of what? Football. Okay, you got a football. Ooh. Everybody go, ooh, wow, he's an MVP player. And but to get an MVP award, that means that that team really relied on you. That means that if you're an MVP, that means if your team went to the championship, you're voted MVP. It's like, hey, a big part of the reason why we got here was because of him. He would be a player that you could not survive without. If he was gone, it hurts you big time. If this player's gone on the team, well, we don't know how we could survive, how we can make it. They are a key player, a key individual. We count on them. We've got to have them. Boy, what a great thing that is if you're given an MVP award. And Daniel was an MVP player. Okay, he was the most valuable person. It says he was preferred above everybody else. Here, Daniel had been taken captive when he was young. Daniel had been brought to a country where he didn't know the language. He was brought to a country where they didn't have, you know, Big Macs and Whoppers and Dairy Queens and Pizza Huts. They had all this other stuff that they called food. And he's like, man, this is a whole different way of life, a whole different culture. He was taken out of that. No doubt, very well, when Daniel was taken captive, he might have even seen some of his family members slain and saw the buildings that they had built, and maybe his house and other structures demolished and torn down. And he had been through this, through the war. He had been through being a slave, and he'd seen all this. But I do not see where Daniel got bitter or got a bad spirit. Daniel somehow, after going through all those circumstances, ends up with he's got an excellent spirit, an MVP player, if you would. And I believe that Daniel was preferred because of this. I believe there are three keys in Daniel's life that we're going to look at in the next 3 days. And the first one today is going to be his excellent spirit. He had an unbelievable attitude. What did he have? An unbelievable attitude. Hey, his spirit was excellent. That thinking, motivating, feeling part of him, his attitude, he would be one that he would kind of set the tone. He would be that kind of a person that would bring a smile on somebody's face, okay? And that person that's got an excellent spirit. Somebody's got an excellent spirit, they've got strength to overcome, according to Proverbs 16:32. And boy, I wish we had time to go through all these verses and to explain it, each verse. But somebody's got an excellent spirit, they can overcome obstacles in their life. Somebody's got a good spirit, that will cause them to speak kind words, according to Proverbs chapter 15 and verse number 4. The Bible tells us there that if you've got a bad spirit, a broken spirit, you'll speak perverse things. You'll be unkind with your words. And boy, that tells me right away what type of a person you are, what kind of a spirit you are. Do you have strength to overcome things that's in your life? Maybe hard times, a divorce, a handicap. Maybe you're just not quite as sharp. You don't get straight A's on tests. But that doesn't mean you can't have an excellent spirit. See, because you can overcome hardships. You can overcome obstacles in your life. Somebody's got an excellent spirit, they'll speak kind words. When you walk into the room, does the rest of the class, do they scatter? Do they run from you because you are so hurtful with your words, nobody wants to be near you? At lunchtime, when you go and you sit down, are you surrounded with people that like to be around you because you encourage and you build and you're a pleasant person? Or are you like poison, where you drive people away and nobody likes you? It's because of your spirit. An excellent spirit has kind words. An excellent spirit causes you to overcome. An excellent spirit will cause you to have a happy face, according to Proverbs 15 and verse number 13. That verse speaks of our countenance, that form, that facial features. Somebody's got a good spirit, they've got a pleasant face. They got somebody, and there's some of you that I won't look at when I'm preaching. I won't look at you because of your spirit. But there's others, those that have a good spirit, Brother Don, I'll key in on that person. When I'm preaching and I find somebody that smiles and they're with me, and boy, they're, you know, sometimes there'll be a man, and boy, he'll say, boy, that's right, preacher. Amen. I'll say, okay, now he's with me. He's got a good spirit. But then there's other folks, you know, sitting over on the side, usually in the back, got their arms crossed, not looking, just like I was at church last Sunday night. That's a good place to be on Sunday nights at church. And I was sitting there, and you know what the song leader was doing? The song leader, he wasn't worth shooting as far as I was concerned. He wasn't worth the powder it'd take to blow him up. That's what my daddy would say. My daddy's not here, so I said it for him. But he'd say, man, he was just sorry, with a capital S. After, you could tell, he just showed up just to be seen. Because he didn't even bring his Bible to church. And then he sat behind everybody else. And you know what he did during church while he was sitting there? He's sitting all kind of catty-cornered up against the back, and he had a handful of pictures that just got developed from Walmart. And he was going through the pictures. The whole time the preacher's preaching, he's going, don't have a Bible, sitting there next to his daughter, and she was drawing pictures. She was a teenager, drawing pictures. And real high IQ there. And he's thumbing through pictures. And I'm sitting there on the other side of the auditorium looking, and I'm just thinking, I cannot believe this. I cannot believe what I'm seeing. You know, those kind of people, I don't key in on them folks. Those folks will discourage you. In fact, if I would have been preaching, I probably would have called him down. I probably would have said, this ain't picture-looking time. This is preaching time. Don't look at the pictures. Look at your Bible. In Jesus' name, amen. Okay? I would have been real kind and sweet about that. I just couldn't believe it. That just ground my gears. I guess that's why I'm an evangelist, because if I was a preacher, I'd make everybody mad. Nobody would want to keep coming to church, you know. But I thought, man, I don't key in on those kind of folks. I key on people that's got a good spirit. And by the way, the person that has the most friends is usually that one that's got the best spirit. You enjoy being around. Daniel had an excellent spirit. Boy, I want to challenge you this year at school. Why don't you decide, I'm going to have the same spirit that Daniel had. I'm going to have an excellent spirit. Oh, you can take Mr. Talent and Mr. Ability and those people that are so full of themselves, you can't hardly stand to be around them. Those people don't have very much use for. But you give me somebody who might not be Mr. Talent or Mr. Ability or Miss Personality, but she's got character. I tell you what, you can do something with that. And God will use that kind of a person. Somebody that's got an excellent spirit, they'll be like a medicine, according to Proverbs chapter 17 and verse number 22. They'll be, are you medicine or are you poison? What are you? Your spirit determines. Like that. You'll be immune to offenses. When offenses and hard times come your way, you've got such a good spirit, you are full of like a good medicine. And so therefore, in fact, other people, when they're discouraged and they're down, and if they come to you after they leave you, they should feel better. Because you're like a medicine. You're an encouraging spirit. They say, hey boy, I got a great compliment the other day. I was talking to a preacher. He said, Brother Walker, he said, I got a message from you several weeks ago. And he says, I've saved it on my recorder. And he says, every now and again, I'll just press it and I'll listen to it. I said, what? You're listening to me? A message? He said, yeah, he's going through a tough time as a preacher. And he said, whenever I heard your voice on the phone, and I said, hello, Pastor Dylan, how you doing today? This is Brother Walker calling you. And I went on and just tried to be an encouragement to him, was asking him a couple questions. And he saved that message. And I thought, wow. What an honor that was to think that somebody would save a mess. If they heard your voice on the answer machine, would they just run over and cut it off real quick because they just didn't want to hear what you had to say? Somebody's got an excellent spirit, then you want to listen to what they got to say. And they'll have healing, encouraging words. They'll be like a medicine. They'll keep people. See, people that have a strong spirit, when offenses come, hard things come your way, somebody says something about you. Somebody makes fun of how you're dressed, or maybe the way you fixed your hair, or maybe that bow. Now, if I was mean, a lot of times kids in elementary school can be some of the meanest people on earth. I'm not saying that you're mean, but people your age can be some of the meanest people on earth with their words. And so this young lady's got the bow in her hair. If I wanted to be mean, oh, I could laugh, I could make fun of her having this bow. Boy, it's stupid looking, doesn't even match what she's got on. And I could say mean things. Now, how does she handle that is determined by her spirit. If she's got a good spirit, she might smile or she might just look at me and say, well, you know, you're just jealous that you don't have hair to put it in. What'd you say? You hear what that girl said to me? Man, give her to marriage, would you? Man, you talking that way to me? But somebody's got a good spirit, just act like, you know, this guy is a jerk. I'm not going to pay anything attention to him. Now, she won't say it outwardly, but inside she just, she don't let her bother. But somebody that's easily offended, they have a weak spirit. And she'll go crying. He made fun of me, said something mad at me, said something about my roof and my hair and everything. It was stupid. It was retarded. It was ugly and it didn't look very good. Wah! Somebody that whines all the time, they're whiners, they're easily offended. You know, he didn't pick me in the spirit bucket. And I was up there. I was really trying. I was sitting next to you, and I was doing a lot better than you. And he picked you out of everybody else. And I can't believe it. Oh, you know what their problem is? They got a bad spirit. Somebody's got a good spirit. Will rejoice with her and say, "Man, I'm happy that you. Would you get today pizza? Can I have half of it? Yeah. Somebody's got a good spirit. Well, rejoice with those that rejoice. Where are you at? What kind of spirit you got? If we had to, if we brought you up here on the platform and lined you up side by side, and we had the teachers or maybe your peers rate your spirit from 1 to 10, what would you be? Would you be negative in the basement? Or would they say, man, they're like Daniel. They've got an excellent spirit. Huh? The weather outside doesn't determine their happiness. Huh? Whether or not they won the program or not, that doesn't, no, they're still going to be happy because they've got a good spirit. A good spirit will give you, I think somebody's got a good spirit. I think Jolene, her, let's see, used to be Forsyth, I believe, and now it's Sloan. Is that right? Jolene, she was one of our, one of my favorite staff members, and I used to run a church camp in the mountains of West Virginia. And Jolene had an excellent spirit. And for a long time, I didn't know. I saw the backs of her hands and how they were burned. And I never knew the story behind it. But she come out of terrible circumstances, out of a non-functional home, out of a divorced family. And when she was young, her mother punished her by putting her hands in the fire of a stove, turned on the eyes of a stove and forced her hands. And her mother held her hands in that flame. And she was taken out of that home, rightly so. And lived in, I think, foster care. And I don't know, Miss Emily might even know the details of the story. But as I remember it, I believe she was reached to the bus ministry there. She came to church, got saved. And she eventually, as a high school student, came, worked on staff, and she had an excellent spirit. Now, she was offended. She was hurt. She was treated unjustly. It wasn't fair. Life's not fair. But see, you get all upset and bent out of shape over little bitty things. I wonder, has your mother taken your hands and forced your hands in the fire to discipline you because you wouldn't stop crying? Well, that's what happened to her, and you know what? She's still smiling. In fact, she's married a missionary. She's on the foreign field with Dave Sloan. It's Dave, isn't it? Dave Sloan. And in fact, our family supports them. And she is serving God, got a great spirit. And you know what? She found love in her heart for her mama. And she was able to lead her mother to Jesus. Her mother got saved, met her at a Denny's restaurant. And she said, her mother said to her, said, you've got such a good spirit and attitude. She said, I wouldn't blame you if you never wanted to see me again. I can't even believe that you wanted to be with me. I can't believe, you know, that I have got a daughter with that's made so much out of her life. And here she is with nothing. And you wouldn't believe the story. I don't even have time to get into details of what happened in her life. But to make a long story short, after 2 hours sitting at a Denny's, she won her mama to Jesus. And she's got, I wish I had her picture with me. I'd show it to you. I got a picture of Jolene with her mom, with her arm around her mama, tears in the corner of her eye, and happy as can be. Only seen her 2 or 3 times in her life. That same woman that took her hands and put them in the fire as a little child, she's got her arm around her. You know why she had her arm around her? With a smile, loving her mom, wanting her mama to get saved. It's because she had a good spirit. She didn't let that affect her heart. She knew mama was broken. She knew mama was not saved. She knew that mama didn't know Jesus. And I tell you what, it's the love of God that can put that love in your heart for somebody that's wronged you. And to think, wow, she got her mama saved. You know why? God's using her. She didn't get bitter. She got better because an excellent spirit was in her. How's your spirit today? Our time is up. We're going to pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your word. And thank you for this story of Daniel and how he had an excellent spirit. Lord, I pray you'd help us to examine ourselves and we would decide, I want to have that spirit. That same spirit that Daniel had, I want to have in my life. Oh, Lord, I pray that you'd help us to have that unbelievable attitude that'll make the difference in a school year. Lord, that unbelievable attitude will help these young people have the best school year. Or if they have a rotten attitude, it could be the worst school year. Help them, dear God, to examine themselves. His heads are bowed and eyes are closed. Let me ask you this morning, who would say, preacher? I've not had the best of attitudes. Preacher, well, the Holy Spirit has spoke to me, spoke to my heart this morning about something. And my attitude could improve. God spoke to me about something. You know what it is. who would raise their hand and say, that's me. God spoke to me about my attitude, my spirit, how I've responded, what I've said, how I've acted to something. God bless you. Many, many of you. Thank you. You can put your hands down. Who would say, Brother Walker, the Lord's spoken to me. Maybe you've not been like a medicine. Maybe you've been abrasive like sandpaper. Maybe you've been hurtful. Maybe you've not been that person that everyone enjoys being around. You're not very pleasant. And you say, Brother Walker, God's spoken to me and I'm going to change it. With the help and power of God, I want to change that. I want to be like a medicine. Who would raise their hand and say, that's me. That's me. I don't want to have an abrasive spirit. I want to have a spirit that's like a medicine. I want to be a help. I want to be a source of encouragement. Thank you. God bless you. Hands all over. You can put them down. Now, let's do something about it. Let me ask you, is the spirit of Daniel in you? Is the spirit that Daniel has, was that in you? Let's make a decision in just a moment. I'm going to give a time for invitation. I'm going to give you an opportunity to come down. Find yourself a place to pray at the front. Maybe you might need to ask the Lord to forgive you for a bad spirit. Maybe you just might want to come and say, oh Lord, help me to have an excellent spirit. Help me to have an unbelievable attitude. I pray that the spirit of Daniel would be in me. His heads are bowed, eyes are closed. Let's all stand together. I don't know if we have anybody to play any music on the piano. If we do, that's fine. If not, that's fine too. Lord bless us. We have this invitation as we take a moment for the young people to make some decisions about an excellent spirit. We pray as heads are bowed and eyes are closed. God spoke to your heart. You want to have this excellent spirit of Daniel in you. I want you to come. Find yourself a place to pray. Let's do business with the Lord right now as she begins to play a verse of invitation song. I want to have an excellent spirit. I want to have an unbelievable attitude. I want to be like a Jolene who could find love in her heart for her mama. One that had wronged her and one that treated her so bad. But she found love. She found forgiveness. She did not get bitter. Why? An excellent spirit was in her. The excellent spirit of Daniel. Oh, it's a key factor. No wonder he was promoted. No wonder he was a most valuable player. No wonder he was preferred. An excellent spirit was in him. That's what we need. That's what we've got to have. God, give us an excellent spirit. God, help us to be preferred because of it, to be a most valuable player. No one will ever be used of God without an excellent spirit. As you finish praying, you can quietly go back to your seat. You spend as much time as you need, but you obey the Lord this morning. You want to be used of God? Say, how about having an excellent spirit? That's the best way to do it. It doesn't happen by accident. It happens on purpose. Heavenly Father, we thank you for decisions. Thank you, dear Lord, for young people that want to have a good spirit. Lord, I pray that it'll be reflected today and that folks would notice it and they would see it. Dear God, we've got to do it on purpose. It's not natural for us to have a good spirit. It wasn't natural for Jolene to forgive. It wasn't natural for her to find love in her heart. It wasn't natural for her to want to see her mama saved. That was something that you did through your power and your spirit and the change you wrought in her life. Thank you for it. I pray that the excellent spirit of Daniel would be found in us today. We ask these things in your precious name. Amen. You can be seated then. Brother Don's going to come and take the service from here.
All right, let me go ahead and I'll just use this mic right here. We're going to go to lunch in just a second. I want to say, first of all, to all the teenagers, this time I believe is very, very important. We come here for a purpose. And the purpose for God to speak to your hearts. I appreciate the way everyone sat up and listened. I mean, during the crazy time, you got involved in the crazy time. But when it came time to listen to the message, that's what I saw. I saw folks sitting up listening. This is for you, for God to speak to you. And I like the balance of the fun and the crazy time. And at 1:30, we're going to have a lot of fun until 3 o'clock with Brother Walker. But boy, the message was excellent. God's speaking to some folks' hearts here. God's speaking to some folks' hearts. I could see it. I could see it and I could feel it. And I like the response. Again, some folks respond because God speaks to their hearts. Some folks respond just because they see everybody going forward. Regardless of why you come forward, when you make a decision, do your best to keep it. when you make a decision, do your best to keep it. No matter what reason you come, do your best to keep it. That's the kind of message, folks, that's the kind of message that you can walk out of those doors right now and start doing what you just heard. You can start doing. Now, the devil's going to fight. Guys, the devil's going to fight. Ladies, the devil's going to fight you. He's going to try to keep you from listening. I think he failed today. I think the teenagers at Faith Baptist Academy listened and heard what the preacher was saying. I think the devil failed. So his next step is to get you when you go out those doors. He's going to try to get you to not keep or to make a mistake or to forget the decision you made. If you forget, get reminded and try again. If you fail, get back up and try again. Just men fall seven times. You know the Bible verse. Thank you, Brother Walker, for the good message. I hope this helps our school. I know it will. If you listen, you make the decision, and then you follow through. I know it will. All right, lunchtime. We're going to pray in just a second. Ask the Lord to bless the food. Let me mention to the teenagers again, you got to wear visibly that bandana somewhere. If Brother Walker comes through and he sees the majority of one team wear it and the other team not, you could get points for your team. So have it on all the time so you can be seen. At the activity time, I didn't talk about this, but I put it in the flyer. Either sports attire or if you want to wear camp type attire, I'm talking jeans and a t-shirt, something that you'd wear at camp, you can do that at 1:30 and be prepared to have a good time. All right, let's pray and ask the Lord to bless the food. Lord, I pray you bless this food to our bodies. Thank you for it. A good time we've had today. I pray, Lord, that you'd work in the young people's hearts. Help them, Lord, as they try to keep these decisions that they've made. Help us now be healthy as we eat, be energized and refreshed in Christ's name. Amen. You're dismissed.